a mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Let's get right to it. Just you and I tonight as we get set for the first week of NFL football. Some college stuff first and foremost, though. And I want to start with this clip from Mike Wilbon on Pardon the Interruption. Now, I like Mike Wilbon. I haven't talked to him in forever. Our paths did cross briefly in D.C. He now lives basically in Arizona, good for him, and does PTI via remote home studio. But Wilbon was complaining about the hype and how the hype is starting to ruin sports. Take a listen to old man Wilbon go off on Pardon the Interruption.
Well, let's go back to the Ohio State-Texas game for a second. Here's what stood out to me week one and all the days leading up to week one. I don't want mass media, major media networks, including people that we like to call our friends, to just ruin the watching of college football for me, the consumption of college football, by exaggerating the hell out of everything, by overstating everything. Arch Manning is not Peyton or Eli or Archie just yet. Yeah. Just let him simmer a little bit.
Percolate. Let it
Jeremiah
happen.
Smith, he is not Jerry Rice just yet. I heard somebody who I probably like a lot say, probably somebody I covered, say he's the best college football player I've ever seen. Oh. You know what my recommendation would be? Then watch more college football over the last 50 years, because he ain't the best I've seen. He's made some great catches and things that make you go, ooh. But can we just stop? The greatest weekend of, I mean, all of it is just slobbered over.
It was a fabulous opening weekend in terms of games.
In terms of
matchups.
We intended to see that and we didn't get it.
Yeah.
Right? No, the Miami Notre Dame game kind of lived up to it. LSU Clemson had some
moments. Give LSU some credit.
I will.
I think that's the first time that Brian Kelly has won at LSU in the opener.
It was impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just let the season grow a little bit?
Okay. Listen. Bleeding Gums Wilbon, one of the great old man shaking fist at cloud guys in media. Too much hype. It didn't live up to the hype. Can we just stop with the... As a fan, it's up to you to manage your own consumption of the hype. It is up to you to calibrate and or trim your expectations based on reality and experience and maybe having done a few laps around the sports track that begins in September, ends in late June, and you get a little bit of time to go on vacation and relax in the summer, and then it starts all over again. It's up to you as a sports fan. Me personally, I don't know how hype, quote, ruins your watching or enjoyment of sport. You can laugh at it. I think it's great when the hype so misses the mark, either on a player or a coach or a team, because it then becomes great meme fodder. That the absolute meme factory that was Arch Manning getting roasted was spectacular. And it might have been overreaction. It might have been too much too soon. And the other thing about Wilbon is that, look, he's on a show that is a bite-sized take factory itself. That he and Kornheiser get to spend a minute, maybe 30 seconds, on little nuggets of stuff in sports. They're not deep dives. Wilbon, being a true Big J journalist by trading, although he doesn't write anymore like he once did, should understand that he's doing a tightly scripted, well, not scripted, but a tightly produced 22-minute television show in which he and Kornheiser get tons of research and prep done for them by a very good staff and a carefully crafted rundown of, you know what, let's do this, 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 and this. And he should blame his own network if he thinks there's too much hype involving certain players or teams. But hype is just the reality that people love the sport. They love the pageantry. They love everything about college football, and so therefore they're going to get excited. It was a big game for Arch Manning, and he did not live up to the expectations. He may never live up to it. He made some throws that were complete shit throws. Throws that no quarterback at that level should make 3 years in, whether he's the starter or not. But we shall see. We shall see. And for everyone saying, I want the same energy on Arch Manning as y'all had for Shedeur Sanders. Well, a couple things. Number one, Arch's dad is not the coach. And number two, where you been? Log on and check out the internet, because Arch Manning was absolutely getting roasted. And sometimes players just aren't that good. You have to accept the fact that sometimes hyped players are like, eh, kind of good. Not that good. I've said recently, I don't know how good Caitlin Clark is. By the way, she hadn't been seen nor heard from in damn near a month and a half. Maybe 2 months approaching now, as she's been battling some sort of, what kind of injury? Quad injury? Caitlin Clark injury. She's still out. Soft tissue, three different soft tissue injuries. Also, the WNBA is now lobbying for an extra roster spot because they expanded their season to 44 games, most ever. They're expanding the league to more teams, and yet their players are breaking down at a record rate, and they're headed towards a lockout because the players want more money, and the league has never actually turned a profit. But anyway, so Arch Manning may not be that good. Just like Shedeur Sanders probably isn't that good. Caitlin Clark could be in the same boat. You just don't know. We'll have to see how it turns out. Meanwhile, the college football echoes from week one are really good, especially when it comes to the coaches. Kalen DeBoer getting properly roasted by a lot of people and facing the music with the media. Here was a press conference snippet in which a reporter asked about, hey, you said you had a great week of practice leading up to the Florida State game. That's what you said. In fact, I saw the quote from DeBoer about it. Well, he was asked about it. Take a listen.
You mentioned the great week before the game. Just how much do you self-scout the preparation before games, and are there times as a coach where maybe you notice during the week that things might not be going the way that you want them to?
You said, what do you mean, great week?
A great week. You said a great week of preparation.
For this week, you're saying, or are you referring to last week?
Going up to Florida State before that game.
I said that?
You said that, yeah, before.
Oh, just
coming up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Wait, what? Did I say that? Wow. This guy. How long can they hang in with this guy, and when will they get the money to buy him out? They already have seen odds for the next head coach at Alabama. I love the fact that coaches like to take shots at each other in college. We got two little war of words going on right now. One of them is between Oregon and Oklahoma State, and the other one is between none other than Kelly and Dabo, Brian Kelly and Dabo Swinney. Here was Dabo talking about the close loss to Clemson, or close loss to LSU. He thought it was close, at least. The score was a one-score game, 17-10, but it may have been not as close depending on what sideline you were standing. Here's Dabo.
It was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game. Down the last play, right out of the gate. It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
I mean, I thought we dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader for, you know, giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half.
Oh! We are 1 week in. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State Cowboys head coach, Cowboys head coach Mike Gundy, has provided the number 6-ranked Oregon Ducks with some bulletin board material ahead of their week 2 matchup in Eugene. Said Gundy on his radio show, "We spent around $7 million over the last 3 years, and I think Oregon spent close to $40 million last year alone. That's just 1 year. Now, I might be off a few million. What I'm saying is they're spending a lot of money. There's some schools that are doing that." Gundy also expressed that there is chatter among coaches that out-of-conference scheduling should be based on the financial situation of each school. Well, Dan Lanning of Oregon had to respond to that. And he said, "Ultimately, how blessed are we being at a place that's invested in winning? If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better be invested in winning. And we spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't win," said Lanning. "I can't speak on their situation. I've got no idea what they got in their pockets over there." But he said, "We'll let it play out." Speaking of money, and speaking of Mike Gundy, the "I'm a man, I'm 40" turned 18 years old this week. And he's now memorializing it with a commercial for a cellular phone company.
"Yeah, Coach, any changes coming this week?"
"Yeah, I'm going to make some cuts. Look, Big Wireless wants to come after me. I'm a man. I'm not 40. I'm 58. Why would I overpay when I can get Consumer Cellular's unlimited plan, 2 lines, $30 each? Fast, reliable coverage, 2 lines, $30 each. That's all I got to say. Big Wireless makes me want to puke."
All right, kind of cute, but, you know, the original rant was so good, so intense, so unhinged that I almost don't want them trying to make a joke of it years later. It should stand alone, I think, as an all-time legend. Then there was this in college football, and I don't know how this happened. A kid for Georgia Tech had to be pressed into a new jersey at the last second. Punt returner Eric Rivers, who usually wears number 3, had on a number 43 jersey for a punt return, his first of the season, against Colorado. And for whatever reason, the jersey that he wore was a 4X jersey. When he put it on and started dancing around with it, it looked like he was a Halloween ghost at a party. So, of course, this had to be brought up in the press conference this week. And it's safe to say that the jersey has been officially retired. That Coach Brent Key, who is a great character for Georgia Tech as their head coach, said, "Yeah. Yeah, I don't ever want to see that jersey again." Take a listen.
Punt return. Eric had to switch jerseys. Can you sort of walk us through the process on why he's throwing on a different jersey, how that all happens?
I could walk through the jersey. You could open it up, and I could, I mean, it's 6'4", 280 pounds. I could walk right through it and not touch one side of the thing. So I had a friend of mine call me on Sunday. An O-line buddy. First thing he said was something about the jersey. I hung up on him.
Has that jersey been retired, I'm guessing?
What was it, number 41?
43.
Yeah. You will not see that jersey ever again.
He is great with his intense pauses, his sense of timing, and everything else. Yeah, Brent Key. Then there's Chapel Bill. It did not go well for Bill Belichick in his North Carolina debut. Now, a lot of people were warning this was probably going to be a rough year. There are 70 new players on North Carolina's football team. Half of those 70, give or take, arrived after spring practice began. And then there is the Jordan Hudson angle. They had shirts that said Air Jordan or Hair Jordan, H-A-I-R, and it had a silhouette, and Jordan spelled with an O, obviously, and it had a silhouette of Belichick on his back, legs up, holding up young Ms. Jordan on the beach for that photo that went viral over the summer between the two. So, first drive, textbook. They go down the field against TCU, carve them up, touchdown, strike up the band. There were people on my Twitter timeline because I was recording, doing the podcast, not watching the game. Then I get done, get everything all sorted out for the morning, and then go up to bed, and I start checking things out, and I did check out the score, and I'm like, oh, shit, TCU is rolling right now. But then on my timeline, I saw a lot of people reacting very positively, like, oh, man, Carolina fans must be over the moon. This Belichick era is going to be great. And then I looked at the timestamp, and it said 2 hours ago. It suffice to say it got bad in a hurry. And their quarterback, who ended up getting hurt and knocked out of the game, he didn't complete a pass for literally 2 full hours of real time. And so, yeah, it was a disaster. But don't worry, Ms. Hudson was still visible on the sidelines pregame, prancing around in her special, long, flowing North Carolina blue dress and her high-heeled boots. And she was seen in the luxury suite with the likes of Randy Moss, didn't go to North Carolina, but Lawrence Taylor did, and of course, the great Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Somebody asked the question, I think this is a good one for us to workshop here, if you want to workshop it. Are Jordan and Lawrence Taylor the greatest 1-2 of generational athletes ever at a single school? Because to see the two of them together, you're like, oh man, is there another school that's got a basketball and a football that would compare to Jordan and LT? I don't know if there is, but maybe somebody's got that combination. Sort of like a NBA Jams, except between two different sports as alumni. Gio Lopez was the quarterback who got injured in the game, and he was out. And so, yeah, Max Johnson replaced him. People made jokes about the score, 41-7. It was 41-7 at one point, and somebody said, yeah, it's ironic because when Bill was 41, Jordan Hudson was 7. Ha, 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 ha. Actually, it's worse than that. The age gap is even larger. And then you had the post-game press conference in which the podium had like a balloon arch to it as if it were a high school prom or a engagement party or who knows what they were going for, but yeah, it was not good. Here was Jim Rome ripping on the post-game decor with UNC.
How about after the game, during the post-game presser, when the Hood had to get up there and try to explain what happened? Who was the one that came up with the decor? The hell is that? If you're watching on the stream, do you see the balloons? Yeah! I'm surprised they didn't have that one weird dude who shows up at kids' parties and turns everything into an animal, a balloon animal. What are we doing here? Why are there balloons? Why are they not breaking out goggles and sparkling cider? Why are there balloons? They just got humiliated, embarrassed, hammered. Is this a gender reveal or a birth announcement? What are we doing? It's a boy!
It's a blowout! Again, this is what happens when you empower a young woman with ambition and time to think that she can, you know, oh, wouldn't this be great? Yeah, it's great unless you lose, unless you get your ass handed to you in a little Chinese takeout box. Then it looks stupid as hell. And Belichick apparently doesn't seem to mind. Just like her on the sidelines, which the clip has gone viral. She goes up briefly to talk to Belichick, who's clomping around because that's how he walks. He clomps. And, you know, it's inaccurately positioned by some as she talked to Belichick during the game. No, it was during warmups. And it's not totally egregious that it was during warmups. But then again, there's no need for her to be out there is the thing. People making jokes about, what do you think she asked him? Hey, can we get ice cream on the way home? Somebody else said, I just want to know how this works on the ride home. Do they sit there in silence? Do they talk about the game? Does somebody control the music? How does that work exactly? I would imagine they don't even drive home together, even though they are dating. I would just imagine that he would go straight to the office and start to dig in on, oh shit, how are we going to turn this around so we're not embarrassed week in, week out? But Sean Salisbury, my former colleague at Sporting News Radio, had a great take. He said, this is the stuff that'd be Jordan Hudson on the sidelines that is frankly unacceptable during a game, says my guy Sean. Bill was the king at no outside distractions. The same stuff that he hated is now part of the program. I love Belichick, but this is the wrong optics for the players, especially when your team isn't a threat. Well said. Oh, by the way, Belichick now, if you count his first stint with the Browns, his post-Brady stint, well, with the Patriots, and now this one loss in North Carolina, his non-Brady record is close to 45% winning percentage or worse, and his winning percentage with Brady, 75%. He better dig in because it could be a long year.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/
Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Remember what I said? If you gave me a full year of immersive tutelage and access to an NFL team's playbook, that I could learn to be a middle-of-the-pack play caller. And people like Andy Pollin and others derided me. And I made sure to emphasize, I said, look, I'm not designing a defense, and I'm not coaching technique on a day-to-day basis. I'm just learning the playbook, learning the personnel, and then choosing the plays as a play caller. I wouldn't even design the plays. I would have another coach do that, and he would say, okay, we've got, you know, 50 scat swing right X jet 2 cloud, and it does this. And I would learn all the plays. I wouldn't design any of them. Okay, maybe I might design one or two, but I would let somebody else design the plays, somebody else coach the players technique-wise, and I would let them scheme up overall what we're trying to do. But then when it came down to it, I would say, okay, we're running this, we're running that, then we're going this, and on fourth down, we're going for it, and here's the play going. I think I would be middle of the pack. Again, with a full year of immersive tutelage where I wake up every day and this is all I do. And people deride me like, you're an idiot. You wouldn't be any good. How would you? Okay, it's not that complicated. And as I have said over and over, remember, any play you call, basically, no matter how smart you are in the NFL, has a 50-50 shot of working. That's it. You've got about a 50-50 shot. The other team has a defense, too, that also has coaches and smart people that say, ooh, I think this is coming. Let's run this instead to counteract that play. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes they're right, but their player that they tell, hey, you go out here and cover this guy, he slips. Or another guy forgets that he's supposed to do that and somebody's wide open. 50-50 shot. I'd be somewhere in the middle. Well, El Prez has taken this angle a lot further. And here's what he said on Barstool Sports and Get Up Barstool, their show in the morning.
I think I'd be one of the great offensive minds in the history of the game. I honestly think play calling, I'm smarter than 99% of the play calls. I may not be X's and O's and pull guards and power trap and all
this. Well, see, that's opposing ideals, what you just said. You'd be one of the best play callers, but you don't understand pulling guards.
No.
He has Kadick for that.
Exactly.
I'm not doing the X's and O's of where the guards are. I'm saying, hey, it's third and seven, and I can tell the flow of this game, and I know they're going to blitz, and I know if we run a little draw play, it's going to pop for 10 yards. A lot of these guys have dumps in their pants calling plays. They're so nervous about screwing up. They don't think outside the box. And, like, how many times you sit there and you're like, what a stupid play call. How dumb are you? Why are you running the ball up the middle on third and two when they have 13 guys in the box? The play call, not the structure of, hey, the guard pulls here and does that. So it is a little subtle difference on, I said, I could do pass, run, where are we going? I think better than 99% of the play callers.
That's a bit much. But that said, these coaches, they often coach out of fear. And they coach out of ever being made to look stupid. And so they make decisions, especially on should we go for it or not, based on, oh, shit, if this doesn't work, am I going to look like a buffoon and have to answer questions from guys in the post-game press conference? So in that regard, he's probably onto something. But I don't know. One of the great all-time offensive minds? I don't think so. To the pros, I love it when a good endorsement meets up with the ultimate sponsor opportunity. Dude Wipes is now the official wipe, or just the official sponsor of the Philadelphia Eagles tush push play. Perfect. Will they give out free dude wipes for every successful tush push that the Eagles execute? Will they put the dude wipes on the scoreboard when they do the tush push? Will they have animated cartoons of these little wipes doing what they do when they successfully have a tush push? It's kind of embarrassing to have to admit, yeah, I got some of those. Oh, you do, huh? You've got baby wipes as a grown-ass man? Well, yeah, sometimes I would like to get even cleaner down there. And I know what you're going to say, people. You should get a bidet. It changed my life. They're easy to install. Just go to Home Depot, blah, blah. I get it. I've tried them before. I agree that they are nice. But a lot of road winds, you don't have that bidet with you. You got to have a little packet of something there to help get you through in case you got to go on the road and win a big game. Did you know that Apple Pay is real money? Every now and then I wonder, some of these people online, they can't be serious, right? They've got to be doing this as a work just to go viral. But oftentimes the vocal inflections and the emotions and the tears seem too real. But here's a young woman who is coming to a very difficult lesson in which she realizes, oh, wait a minute. Apple Pay is real money.
If you use Apple Pay, honestly, just be so careful. This is a little embarrassing to admit, but if this could help one person, then I'm really willing to share what my experience was. I'm just going to lay it out like this. When you use Apple Pay, that's real money. That's true American dollars from your credit card. If you have your credit card connected, that's where the money is being sourced from. It's not like a special form of Apple Pay, Apple dollars. Why they don't just say this is real money while you're paying, I don't know. Because I thought that I had accumulated a bunch of Apple dollars to use for Apple Pay by, you know, spending so much time on my phone, giving my data very freely and willingly to any place that asks, like whatever they say, are cookies okay? I say yes, 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 because I thought that's how I was getting prizes, getting rewards, getting prizes. Apple dollars. So I didn't think that was real money till I checked my credit card bill. I've been spending money like I'm a friggin' million.
All right, now that's probably a work. She's probably doing it just to go viral. But once she does, then what? Now what are you going to do once this goes viral? I don't get the whole game, but still 50% of me says, you know what? She might actually be for real. Hey, kids, who wants a free bus ride? Funny, because some people really believe that this is a viable thing, that free bus rides for anybody or large swathes of the population could be a good idea. With the impending election of Zoran Mamdani in New York City, former Mayor Bill de Blasio says, yeah, he's got a lot of good ideas, including free buses. Free buses.
And who runs that? The city of New York runs it, just like we run so many other services. And the bottom line here is to think about the free buses again. Free buses has been proven to work in many parts of the country.
Where?
I'll get your list of cities, but the bottom line is it is something that allows people to, one, reduce their costs, which people are overwhelmed by,
right,
to get into mass transit more. It works because we know that if people are given a quality alternative they can afford, they'll use it. Free buses.
And who runs that?
Yes, free. Free buses work in the way that many liberals think working is to be implied. Like, yeah, we spent a shit ton of money by giving people free bus rides. Here, just take this. It's free. Of course, it blows holes in budgets, including this story I couldn't believe. Dateline Milwaukee County Transit bus riders skipped paying fares 8 million times a year. Data shows that 3.4 million passengers rode the buses in Milwaukee without paying during the first 5 months. That would equal to 8.2 million free rides per year. And the publicly funded bus system announced a budget deficit, which they said was a surprise, of $10 million in June. Whoops. A new MCTS plan calls for $2.3 million in spending on private security and civilian fair ambassadors to make people actually pay. So, yes, in that sense, free busing is, quote, working if you just like burning money and telling people, no, you don't have to pay because we're not going to enforce it. Then there's the case of the Fed governor, Lisa Cook, who is under a lot of heat right now because it turns out that she bought multiple properties in different states and labeled two of them as her, quote, primary residence, which of course entitles you to much more favorable lending arrangements and tax write-offs and a whole bunch of stuff. And to list multiple residences as your primary is actually fraud. And if you're not somebody who is in the government, you're likely to, if you get caught, be prosecuted for it because it's a financial crime. But we all know that there are rules for thee, and then there are rules for me, for those who are in power, and it does not matter the party. Oh, by the way, here is the news media spinning it for Democrat Lisa Cook, who has been caught, caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Listen to this spin zone right here.
And unpacks the accusations against Cook that brought us to this point.
At issue in 2021, Cook purchased a home in Michigan, then another home in Georgia, declaring both to be her primary residence based on a CNN review of mortgage documents, potentially double dipping on financial incentives for home buyers. But analysts note she has denied wrongdoing. She was never charged. That might not be a valid cause to fire her anyway, and she may have an explanation.
Yeah. She could just say she made a mistake.
However...
Whoa, I just made a mistake. Sure. Is that the get out of jail card for all of us in everything? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have made a mistake. Of course, this is a person who is in charge of an entity, the Fed, who many people think is wholly illegal and would like to have eliminated, that keeps its fingers and its hands and its grip on the money supply in the U.S. and if they make a decision to not lower rates, can affect the home buying and home purchasing power of millions and millions of Americans. So, you know, God forbid we should hold her to simple rules like, yeah, you fucking cheated on this thing, so you're out. Whether or not she's actually prosecuted in court or actually goes to jail, that's a whole separate thing. But the firing should be an easy thing. You should be easily able to fire her. Now, Trump is trying to remove her, and she's just like, I'm not going. Okay, then. So what now? We got to check the back of the box on this? The back of the monopoly box that is America, the constitutional republic? How does this actually work if you want to fire somebody for something that would be like, yeah, you got to fire that person, and they just go, no, I'm not leaving? Reminds me of the great Steve Martin bit about how to become a millionaire, especially by not paying any taxes.
You can be a millionaire and never pay taxes. You can have $1 million and never pay taxes. You say, Steve, how can I be a millionaire and never pay taxes? First, get $1 million. Now, you say, Steve, what do I say to the tax man when he comes to my door and says, you have never paid taxes? Two simple words. Two simple words in the English language. I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. And with that, if you're politically connected or part of the ruling elites, you'll probably get away with it. We are 171 days away from Sunburn Bowl 7. It is going to be an epic trip. The legend continues. Join me and the morning show at 97 through the game in Cancun, Mexico this winter, a week after the Super Bowl. We're going to be doing live shows from a rooftop pool and lounge, 360-degree views of the Yucatan Peninsula. We are going to act like teenagers during the day and swim and splash and just have fun. You're going to meet a bunch of great people. You do not have to be a listener in Wisconsin to my morning show to go on this trip. You could actually come join us. You just got to get down to Cancun. You might have points on your favorite airline to get down there. You might have a cheap flight from wherever it is you're going. Just go to thegamemke.com for more info. Email me if you have any further questions, and I'll put you in touch with our wonderful folks at Travel Leaders. But you'll be able to get a much cheaper package because you're not on the charter flight from Milwaukee. You're just going to say, well, I'll meet you there, and I'll wonderfully stay with you guys for a week. Hell, it could be the greatest trip you've ever taken. I know that people that go on this trip say, wow, I've never really been on kind of a group vacation where I didn't know anybody. But by the time it was over, I felt like we were all family. We've got friends for life. We're going to be at the Hyatt Vivid Grand in Cancun, Vantage Club members, so we'll have all the perks of the resort. It's going to be great. Go to thegamemke.com for more information. That'll do it for me tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Charge tomorrow, Scott and Solly with You Are Looking Live for the Friday edition. Football is coming, everybody, and we are ready for it. If you would like to subscribe to Fridays, make sure to go to zabe.com/premium. And for a mere $5 a month, you can get Fridays with Scott and Solly and our iconic and classic bit, You Are Looking Live, where we go through every NFL game, all the angles, the referees, the announcers, the snark, the sound bites, and more. It is an essential part of your football Friday, I think, every week during the NFL season. Zabe.com/premium. Thank you very much for subscribing, and we will see you over there. Have yourself a great Wednesday, everybody, and we will see you next time. Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.